Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Carly from Daytime After Dark, and I am so excited today because I'm interviewing a younger actor who's to be on General Hospital more than he is. After all, he's Sonny's grandson. Only grandson? Yet, no, wait. No, firstborn grandson. Let's put it that way. So, today, whatever it is, let's welcome back one of the cutest little guys, O'Neal Monahan, back to Daytime After Dark. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, O'Neal.
Hi.
Okay, number one, I have missed your face on General Hospital so much. You have no idea. Like, I'm like your biggest fan, but like, I just love when you get to play Rocco on General Hospital because that role was tailor-made for you. And your range of, you know, happy-go-lucky kid to, you know, sad about when your dad, Dante, left and you didn't understand why he left, you know. And, you know, just your range of acting, you know, on the show is just amazing. I mean, I love it. So.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. So, first of all, how is your summer going? Because it's probably different than last summer. I imagine when we all couldn't go anywhere and we were dying of boredom. Have you gone anywhere yet?
Yes, I have. I've been ever since September, I want to say. Yeah, September and August, I have been doing baseball again. So I've been playing baseball. I've also, you know, been doing some acting for in auditions. And just recently.
So what kind of auditions have you been out on lately? I mean, anything you can tell, or is this top secret?
Not really a lot of shows or movies, but a good amount of commercials. Recently, last week, and this wasn't for acting; it was for a baseball tournament, and my team went to San Diego for a week.
Wow, I love San Diego. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so
I think San Diego is a great city. I love California. I'm in Seattle. You know, how is the weather today? Is it nice or is it cloudy where you are?
It's very nice. Very hot where we are. It's right now. It's 100 degrees or something. So
wow.
Very hot.
Okay. Last year. I mean, 2 weeks ago. Sorry. We got for Seattle 108 degrees. Okay, and we never.
Oof.
Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah. You know, we've never had that before, which, you know, was awesome. But on the other hand, it was hot. It was so hot. It was crazy. And, so I was looking at your history, you know, and you're always welcome and come back because I love you. You are talented. And I'm trying to
Thank
remember.
Thank you so much.
I'm trying to remember that commercial you are in that played, you know, sometimes all this time, but I can't remember the name of it. So anyone out there wants to trigger me or remind me, go ahead. But I love it. You know, it's like you in a house or something, but I love it. Yeah, I love TV commercials that you do.
Thank you.
It was really good. So you got, besides, you know, before you got on Dinner Hospital, for people that don't know it, you were also on Days of Our Life for a bit, huh?
Yes, for one episode I was on
Days
of Our Lives.
Okay.
But I mean, it's still
that's
an episode's an episode. So it was a flashback episode.
Oh yeah,
or
it
a,
was
flashback
a flashback.
Yeah.
But it was, I think, a really, really good flashback. And
thank you.
Know, I'm like, oh, are we going to see Mo? Oh, no, I guess we aren't. But what you made me laugh was really when you were doing the Jimmy Kimmel TV show. I love Jimmy Kimmel.
Thank you so much.
I love you. I mean, so is Jimmy really nice?
It was a blast. There, I mean, everybody was very nice. It's also very nerve-wracking when you're on Jimmy Kimmel, because if you mess up, it's live. So it's very nerve-wracking because you don't want to mess up, and it's very nerve-wracking. But if you do mess up, because I think I remember there was one time where I did mess up. They were very nice about it, and they're like, "Let's just redo it," and that's what made me feel very, you know, happy. Yeah.
Well, because and you were on an episode. I think it was Jennifer Aniston, right?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. Were you on the same episode? Did you get to meet her?
No, I don't think I don't get any of the guests. Sadly, I only we're in different. When I'm filming something, there that person is in, you know, a room, like kind of a waiting room of their own, a dressing room.
Okay.
And, but we're all at the on the second floor where everybody, you know, is hair and makeup and then craft services, and we're just kind of sitting there waiting for us. And then when it's time to go down, we all go down together and get behind backstage.
Oh, wow, cool. I mean, I hope you get to do more Jimmy Kimmel, because he is great.
Yeah, me too.
He is like the one that I actually really, you know, love at night, and he's really funny. I mean, he's hilarious, and he has kids, so it's really easy for him to work with kids, since he has kids about your age, or younger, yeah. How was it on Code Black? Because I was doing what I call my quarantine. I couldn't leave. I got you on Code Black. How was that? Because that is such a cool TV show.
I mean, Code Black, again, everybody's very nice. It was really, really fun. It was one of my favorite things to film. I actually got to, you know, wear a prosthetic chest for the first time. My character went through surgery. It was a very fun experience. Again, everybody very nice. The actors top spot on. And yeah, Code Black was just an absolute blast. probably one of the favorite, one of my favorite shows that I've ever filmed.
You know, I love the fact that you were on it because, I mean, that is a show that is really, really, really good to watch, people. And if you haven't watched it, well, now that the Olympics are coming up, people might have time to watch it. So are you a, do you like watching the Olympics? Because, you know, it comes every 4 years. But since COVID was last year, they had to move it to this year. Do you watch any stuff on the Olympics?
I was young the last time the Olympics were on. But, I mean, this year I'm probably going to watch it because, I mean, it's the Olympics. It's mm-hmm. pretty cool. It doesn't happen very often. I mean, 4 years, I guess, is kind of often. 5 years. Sorry, I said 4 years.
Well, no, the only reason I did 5 years this time was because of COVID. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm really surprised that they are even doing it right now because the numbers going up where the Olympics are right
yeah.
now. But, you know, as long as everyone is safe. So are you guys done with your stay-at-home orders and stuff, or have they, like, lifted the ban on everything? Like, can you
yeah.
go back? And, like, can
we're
you go back sitting in a restaurant?
California is mostly open. I mean, masks for people who aren't fully vaccinated, again, you still have to wear a mask if you're not fully vaccinated. But stay-at-home orders are lifted. Mostly indoor and outdoor restaurants are open. So yeah, California is almost back to normal.
Awesome, because you know we just got open like last week or 2 weeks ago, but not everything is open yet. So it's kind of crazy. But
yeah,
okay, you were on the show The Middle, which I love, and I was so sad when it ended. Like, all those shows has to end. Only Ovis would never end. So how was that experience?
The Middle, again, was great. I met Reagan. I think her name was Reagan. And then I met Bo. They
yeah.
played my brother and sister. They were nice. Everybody in the cast was very nice. Producers were nice. And it was, again, like always, a very fun experience. Everybody was kind, and they'd show us around backstage and show us what they were doing with a bunch of different types of sets. And it was pretty cool.
That is really cool. Okay, and you have I don't know if it's a movie coming out or a TV show, but it's called Let Us In, and it's supposed to hit 2021, but it doesn't say when, or if it's a movie or what. Do you know when
It's a movie, and it actually came out on July 2nd. So you can buy it video on demand. You can either rent or buy it, or download anywhere you can rent or buy movies. So like Apple
like
and Amazon.
Amazon
and,
too, right?
Yes, Apple, Amazon, etc.
Okay, well, I know what I'm going to be watching this weekend. Okay. Before I get to General Hospital, which I will, But I got to ask you, because this is, I wish I could have been you. I love football season. Football season is probably my favorite time of year. And 2019, you were on the Fox NFL Sunday.
That was again really cool. I mean, they film just like General Hospital. They film like that. They film very quick. I think it's called Wriggle Ticks. And everybody was nice. It's a comedy skit on about NFL, and
yeah.
it was great. I mean, they filmed again really quickly, so I was there for 2 hours, some odd like that. But and me and my dad were in it, so that was cool.
Awesome. Well, tell your dad I love him because he's one of the nicest people I work with. As you know, Aiden, he is, so is your mom. I don't want to leave your mom out. But, so when you were on it, did you get me Michael Strahan? Or was he not there that day? Because I
He was not there that day.
But you got to meet Emma Smith, right? Who did you get to meet any of the hosts that day? Or...
No, we film about 2 weeks before they actually air it. So
okay.
Yeah. We filmed, let's say, March 2nd. It was a while ago, but they usually air things 2 weeks after you've filmed or around there. So I wasn't able to meet any of those guys, but I mean, I was able to meet, you know, Rob Riggle and his daughter, and I forgot the other guy's name. He was from Modern Family, but I can't remember.
I mean, so you also was in Killer In-Law. So, was that a Lifetime-based movie, or what was that about?
That it was a Lifetime movie, and I had a very small part. I was just in that first quick beginning of the movie. But, again, very, very quick. I played the big brother, the main character. Yeah, I played the big brother in that, but then the main character as a younger version. So that was, again, another flashback, just like Days of Our Lives. But my character was the younger version of the main character.
Oh,
I phrased
awesome.
That word.
Though. Okay. So I need to get to dental hospital. Oh, people might kill me. So because... I love, like I said, I love Rocco. I mean, it's the perfect, you know, you were perfectly made for this role. So,
I wanted to
play a little game with you because I'm just curious how much, because I know as a kid you're not on set all the time because you know, they have so many guidelines, especially with COVID. And I hope, have they called you yet to come back?
Not yet. I mean, it's a soap opera, so they age up their characters by using different actors. But as I'm getting older, hopefully I grow older with my character, but... It's a soap opera. Anything could happen, and if I'm not on the show anymore, then it was an incredible ride.
Oh, come on, no, they are not gonna get rid of Sonny's grandson. Okay, number one, and number two, they are not gonna get rid of Olivia's you know, grandson either. Come on. And so my little game for you is I just want to see how much a general hospital is like kid version than you know. Okay. So
okay.
Do you know who you, okay, do you know who you, grandparents are? Do you know all your grandparents' names?
Luke, Laura, Sunny,
and Olivia, yes.
And Olivia.
Good job. Or, okay.
Good Lisa job. And the, yeah, Lisa.
Yep. And do you know who some of your cousins are?
Some of my cousins.
Oh, yeah.
I have no clue.
Okay, well, I will explain it for you because sometimes they might put you, they might say something on screen to you, then you will know what they are talking about. Your cousins are really Spencer, I believe. Yeah, Spencer, I think, is one of them.
Oh.
And also, Leo. Leo is your
yes.
nephew, I think. Yes, your nephew.
Yes.
But the craziest thing about General Hospital, I will tell you, I've been watching it since I was 8. Okay, you have this bloodline of Spencer, Crystal, Falconeri, like all like you are in the mix of that, which I think is great, you know, for you. Because, I mean, when you have a character that is a kid that has like so many family members that I can't even count. I lost count after 10, okay? But, I mean, I love the scene last summer, the summer before, when you were staying over at your granddad's Sonny's house, and you and Avery, even though they didn't show it on screen, went to the carnival, and you came back with this really awesome, I don't want to call it balloon, but whatever it was. You know what I'm talking about? You remember that? You had this little thing that
was it
you,
a pin? Was it a pinwheel?
Yes. Yes. And I love the fact that you got, I mean, that you were sleeping over at your grandfather's, which was really cool. But you need
yeah.
your baseball mitt because you can't sleep without your baseball mitt.
Yeah.
But what I love was you got to show like a couple of scenes with Carly, and you also got to share a moment with Eden, who played Jocelyn. So how is that? Because I love Jocelyn. And I thought those scenes between you guys were awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it was very fun working with them. Those two were very, very polite, very happy. And, you know, that we off camera, we played around. And we joked around. They were, both of them were just a delight.
Well, of course. And if we just can get your mom out of the coma season, if you didn't know that she was in a coma, but she is. But she will be okay. I promise you that. She was just in a kind of explosion. You didn't know. And, you know, you're kind of living with Dante right now, but you're also spending time at the Quartermain Mansion. So, which is really cool. I love the mansion. But my question is, okay, when you did your grandmother's wedding to Ned, and you were the cutest little rainbow along with Leo, how was that? Because they say when you do a wedding like that, it's like a long, it's a long day when you do like a wedding like that. So was it a long day for you?
Yeah, pretty long. I was there for a couple hours. I mean, I wasn't there as long as the people who were taking part in the wedding because
yeah.
A Wally and, you know, they were there for a long time. Because the wedding was based on, was about them.
I was there. Of course, we're going to have your kids and then you, Rocco and Sala, because, you know, you're the grandson. Sala is the, you know, the step grandson, but there's no step, which I love. So, can you promise me one thing? Can you promise me that you do not get injured this summer? Because already, TK, we were used to play, Danny got injured, and then your TV sister, do you know this? That just got injured, did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Okay, well, I guess she got in a bike accident, and she's wearing a leg and body cast. So maybe if you can reach out and say, I hope, you know, you feel better, because there has just been injuries off camera to the General Hospital kids. So that's why I want you to stay safe in a little bubble and do not get hurt this summer. Because, you know, being in a cast or anything did not sound fun.
Yeah.
So when you're not
I promise.
Acting. Yeah.
No, sorry?
No, I just said when you're not acting, what do you do besides baseball?
Swim. I do swim in my backyard. I don't really go out. I don't really go out and do swimming lessons, but I do a little bit of soccer.
Have a swimming pool in your backyard?
Yes.
Oh my God, I will be in that swimming pool all day. When it gets the hot, so you like that? Like you want to be in it for a long time and you don't want to get out. And then
yeah.
Your parents tell you you have to. And so what's your favorite thing when you're swimming? Do you like to do like cannonballs or diving or anything?
I like to, when we're in the pool, we have a tennis ball, and we throw that around, but I also like to do laps sometimes, because that's helpful for, you know, the body, I guess, or cool, I don't know, with muscle. I also like to do jumping.
Is it underground or is it above ground?
In ground.
Okay. Well, I mean, God, I was in Seattle See, we were only in a swimming pool for like 2 months out of the year, but California, you honestly could be in it all year round. Well, maybe not at Christmas. Well, unless your parents heat up the pool a little. And
yeah,
did you guys have a hot tub too? This is a swimming pool.
Or just a swimming pool. We're thinking about getting a hot tub possibly, but it's for my parents. They won't let me in.
Well, I think both of those are cool. So before I bring Bobby on, so if there are a show, TV show, that you would love to be on that you haven't been on yet.
A TV show that I haven't been on yet. I think I'd like to be on the Disney Channel show Bunked. I think that would be pretty cool.
Oh, that would, yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be cool.
Also, you could do Grey's Anatomy too, because
Grey's Anatomy
is like right next door to the new hospital, or it's right across the street or something, I've been told. You know, I mean, I think that would be a cool gig. And
yes.
So if whenever they bring Rocco back, because I'm going to treat Frank like there's no tomorrow and kind of be a little pissed. But would you ever want to be on the Nurses Ball stage and singing and dancing and all that? Would you be up for that?
Can you say that again?
Yeah, you know when they have the Nurses Ball every year, you know, and a lot of people are singing and dancing and, you know, some of the kids also have, you know, little posts of the Nurses Ball. Would you love to be on that? Because, you know, it looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, if I have the chance, I mean, sure. I think that would be a lot of fun.
I think you should be on Dancing with the Stars. The kid edition, I think you would do very well. And
yeah,
I will vote you to the top, see. Okay, so I'm going to bring on Bobby to close the interview. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, O'Neill.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
It was pretty cool for you to actually do a Fox Sports segment with Rob Riggle, because I have seen some of his movies. I don't think you're old enough to see some of his movies, but I'm sure once you get to be 18 or so, you probably will see some of his movies, but one way or another. But
yeah.
But anyways, he is a pretty funny guy, and I've seen him on other sports shows make some serious bets, and he really know what he was doing, because when I first saw him do the Fox thing years ago, I just thought to myself, who is this guy? I don't even know who he is, and what's he doing on Fox? And then I realized who he was, because after watching a few picks that he did for College Game Day on ESPN, but anyways, have you gotten in touch with Scarlett since her injury?
I have not, but I'm going to reach out to her.
Yeah,
because
I really like to see Charlotte back on the show, because with the way they're aging the kids, because they already aged Spencer, and
yeah.
I don't know how Brooklyn's future on General Hospital is going to be, if they're going to age Emma or not. And the same holds true with Charlotte and Rocco, like you said earlier. But
yeah.
But it seems like the GH kids that we have seen a couple of years ago that I just mentioned are now hanging out with the ones that just graduated from be at PCU.
Oh.
So I might.
Very cool.
Yeah. So hopefully you'll get a call back to one of those shows. But is there anything you want to do in the future once you get a little bit older? Like, you want to continue in acting, direct, or do other stuff?
Oh, yes. I think I want to do acting on more shows. I feel like every time you are on a new show, you learn something different, and you in more movies, definitely.
Right.
And every time you're on a different movie or a different show, you're a different set, even you
right.
get to experience different types of settings and everybody working together. And so, yeah, I think I want to keep acting and maybe direct when I'm, you know, in the older stages of my life.
Yeah. Well, I just wish you the best of luck, and hopefully we'll see you back on GH. And by the way, you've done a great job on there every time you have come on there in the past.
Thank
I just
you
wanted
so
to
much.
Say that. And you're welcome back to Daytime at Dark anytime soon.
Sweet. Thank you.
Have a great day.
And please tell your mom and dad, O'Neill, that whenever you have a project, please tell your dad or mom to email me. But we can get you on here and talk about it.
Yeah, all right, great.
So, and we love it. And you want to come back to the show, right? Because we love you. Bobby
yeah.
and I adore you.
Thank you.
And the
That's
rest
right.
of the game.
That's right.
My dad wanted me to say to please go watch Let Us In and leave a rating on RottenTomatoes.com because I guess so get the work out and spread
okay.
spread the word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And yeah, tell your parents hi, but please have a safe summer. Rest of the summer, and please do not break anything, because we don't need you in the jail.
I promise.
And have a great day.
Thank you so much. Have a nice
okay,
day.
Okay, have a great day.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so, everyone, that was O'Neill Monahan, people. And I will,
I'm still here.
Yeah, thank you. I will put the link up tonight.
Right.
And then on Monday we have this awesome kid, and you need to go look. I had Twitter feed, Bobby. His name is Max. He does the general hospital updates, and he's like 8 or 9. And he's great, so please follow him.
I'm definitely going to, because I would like to find out basically any updates on any of the kids, like O'Neill or Scarlett or Brooklyn, if they're going to come back or they're going to just replace them with young adults, so far as what's going on with there, just like they did with Spencer.
Yep, and on Monday, it's 3 p.m. Central.
No, that's
1 o'clock.
4 p.m. Eastern.
No, wait. Okay, but what time is it here? 1 o'clock?
Yeah, 1 o'clock where you are
okay.
in Seattle.
Okay, so Monday at 1 o'clock, we have Max at JGH. Go ahead to the page, and he cracks me up. Like, sometimes you doesn't even laugh at, you know, what is going on with the show and everything, you know.
Right.
And then, so Bobby, what are you plans this weekend?
Well, for the first time in almost 18 months, I'm going back to my barber to get a haircut, because I have gotten my hair cut by family members and a friend in the past 18 months, and they've usually come out good, but I didn't want to wait 2 months prior to my wedding to go, my brother's wedding, I'm sorry, to go, and then after that, I'm going to go to get fitted for a suit and some shoes, and probably just going to get something to eat from a restaurant. I haven't decided which one yet, but I'm just kind of keeping it fast food.
Wow, that is awesome. Anything else you're doing this weekend?
Well, I'm just going to take it easy on Sunday. Maybe just catch up on some of the shows or some new movies that came out on Lifetime or one of the Christmas movies on Hallmark Channel.
Well, yeah. I have so much to catch up on. And, you know, I love it when we have a Friday afternoon interview. That means a Friday night, I'll wait. You know,
right. And like I said,
wait.
Yeah, and like I said the other day, Carly, if once I get back to work, my schedule as far as afternoon shows on Fridays and anything else might be limited depending on what time it is and if the accommodation of my work schedule. And also the same holds true with Friday nights because there might be some Fridays I might be out, some Fridays
are you looking to go back to again?
Right now I'm just waiting for the final award because just today I got a chance to go inside of a place to get dinner. And I wore my mask because I wasn't going to take no chances of not getting ejected because some of these fast food restaurants and gas stations still have the rules about wearing masks, even though the mandate been lifted in most parts of the country. I just don't want to take a chance.
Yeah, I mean, but can you go back to where you were working before?
Yes, I talked to my boss about that a few times already, and they're just waiting for the word from the higher ups, as they say, the powers to be, as they say.
So, but will he hire you back like in a couple of months?
Well, he already said he would rehire me, because one of the guys that told me
good.
I was laid off temporarily, he's had surgery, and he's recovering, so he won't be back there until maybe about the same time I'm back. So.
Awesome. Well, everyone, have a great weekend. And remember, do not start the fires because this is summer, and this is, wildfire season. And, you know, it's been dry out here a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, people, just be careful and don't do anything stupid.
Okay.
And we will be back on Monday at 1 o'clock with Dental Hospital Max updates. So, yep, and have a great weekend. And
okay. Tonight,
the show will be uploaded, everyone.
All right.
A great Friday.
Have a great one. Bye.
Bye.